Good evening. You are listening to KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. Next up is Intermountain Classics, our weekly classical music program featuring a selection of the world's most beautiful music. Each week, Intermountain Classics brings you highlights of upcoming concerts, plays, and stage productions taking place in the Redding and Shasta County area. If you would like your event listed on this program, please send your event announcement with all pertinent details to imclassics@kkrn.org. That's imclassics@kkrn.org. The Riverfront Playhouse presents the play Bells on Their Toes, continuing through July 20th. This comedy is the sequel to Cheaper by the Dozen. Performances take place at the Riverfront Playhouse, 1620 East Cypress Avenue in Redding. Tickets are available at the Cascade Theater box office or go to riverfrontplayhouse.net for more information. Celebrating its third season in 2013, the Trinity Alps Chamber Music Festival announces an expanded concert series of live classical chamber music from June 21st to August 11th, 2013. Featuring 14 public concerts in venues in and around Trinity County, this festival will showcase 22 professional musicians from around the world performing classical masterpieces from many well-known composers. All concerts are free and open to the public. This year, the festival is proud to present a new family concert series featuring programs fun for the whole family. These concerts will take place on June 28th, August 2nd, and August 4th. Highlights include special performances of Carnival of the Animals and a new arrangement of Prokofiev's Peter and the Wolf. For full information about these concerts and the concert locations, visit TrinityAlpsCMF.org. That's Trinity Alps, CMF, standing for Chamber Music Festival.org. The Mount Lassen Art Center presents the 13th annual Mount Lassen Art Show Saturday and Sunday, July 6th and 7th at 36373 State Highway 44 in Viola from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. both days. Artists and artisans are invited to exhibit and sell their work. For more information, contact Howard Lucas at 530-474-3991 or email plenair3@aol.com. That email address is plenaire3@aol.com. Welcome to Intermountain Classics, brought to you by KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Intermountain Classics is a local program featuring local artists and musicians with live broadcasts and interviews, as well as fine recorded music and commentary. Intermountain Classics comes to you twice a week, Saturdays from 5 to 7 p.m., and Thursdays from 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. Past programs are also available on our website. Go to kkrn.org, click on Shows, then scroll down to Intermountain Classics. The program files can be downloaded in one-hour segments. And remember, you can always request your favorite music or comment on the show by emailing me at imclassics@kkrn.org. Stay tuned for your favorite classical music right here on KKRN. Intermountain Classics has a special guest tonight, Ian Scarf, the artistic and music director of the Trinity Alps Chamber Music Festival. He will tell us about some of the upcoming concerts to be held at various locations around Trinity County and some of the special musicians who are coming to the North State to share their music with us. And because today is officially the summer solstice, we will also welcome summer with a selection of music especially written with summer in mind. So stay tuned for a delightful and entertaining program of classical music right here on KKRN. The Trinity Alps Chamber Music Festival will take place in the North State this summer with an expanded concert series of live classical chamber music from June 21st to August 11th. Celebrating its third season this summer, the festival will feature 14 public concerts in venues in and around Trinity County, showcasing 22 professional musicians from around the world performing classical masterpieces from such composers as Mozart, Haydn, Brahms, Dvorak, Mendelssohn, Shostakovich, Prokofiev, Barber, and many more. All concerts are free and open to the public. The Trinity Alps Chamber Music Festival is dedicated to bringing professional classical music and musicians to the communities in Trinity County, California, with an emphasis on youth education, free public concerts, and outreach to communities with limited exposure to classical music. With this in mind, the festival is presenting a new family concert series featuring programs fun for the whole family on June 28th, August 2nd, and August 4th. These programs will feature musical stories, instrument petting zoos, and special performances of Carnival of the Animals and a new arrangement commissioned specially for the Trinity Alps Chamber Music Festival of Prokofiev's Peter and the Wolf. I'm very privileged to have with me in the studio tonight Mr. Ian Scarf, musical director of the Trinity Alps Chamber Music Festival. Welcome to Intermountain Classics, Ian.
Thank you.
Ian, I understand that the Trinity Alps Chamber Music Festival is now in its third year of performing concerts in Trinity County. Please tell our listeners more about the festival and some of the upcoming concerts taking place in Trinity County.
Well, this summer, the festival is being run in two sessions. The first one has concerts between June 21st and 30th, and then the second concert is later in August, and we have concerts running from August 1st to August 11th.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're doing some concerts from now until the end of June, and then in early August, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. This weekend, 21st to the 23rd, we're playing in Reading and in Weaverville, and then we do a little retreat week where all of our musicians go down to Hyampong, which is way back in the woods in Trinity County. And
we
spend some time there learning music and enjoying the mountains and sort of being off the grid for a while. And then we'll come back for the final weekend of June and play four concerts around Trinity County.
That sounds like a wonderful time for all of you musicians as well as all of us who live in the area and who are going to enjoy those concerts.
Yeah, the idea of a summer music festival goes back a long way, actually. You know, all the way back to the time of, you know, Brahms and these composers in the 19th century where they'd spend their summers at a resort or up in the Swiss Alps or something writing music and, you know, taking a break from the stresses of city life. And it's a model that I think still applies to classical musicians these days. A lot of us are tied to jobs that are very attached to the big cities, things like symphonies and operas or universities. And all of these organizations will take usually a decent summer break, very much like the education system does. And so that means with all these talented musicians free to leave the cities, we all try to find someplace nice to go to make some mm-hmm. music for the summer. And luckily, we found a very nice place to go in Trinity County.
The Trinity Alps are absolute. That's really a crown jewel of California. So, yes. So how did you come up with the idea of doing this festival in Trinity County, and has it been successful so far?
Well, the idea came to me actually when I was still a student at the San Francisco Conservatory of Music. I went there for 4 years for graduate school, and in the middle of those years, I spent one summer going with some of the faculty there to a festival in Italy on the Italian and French border, just under Mont Blanc, which is the highest of the mm-hmm. Alps, the Alpine range there. And we spent 3 weeks there rehearsing and living the luxurious Alpine lifestyle and playing tons and tons of really great music. And I remember thinking to myself, this is the life. And how can I make this a regular thing, you know, something that's ideally a little more reasonable than going all the way to the Italian Alps? So it was fortuitous, you know, in the middle of graduate school, I had some friends who moved to Trinity County, and I used to join them during summer breaks for mm-hmm. backpacking trips, fishing trips, and so on.
Sure.
And it was in the middle of one of these trips when the idea of, you know, putting some chamber music together up in the mountains came up. As soon as the idea was floated, it sounded like a good one. And it just took a few phone calls around Trinity County to realize that they didn't have any kind of organizations like this, you know, providing this kind of music for the community. And all of the responses that we heard from the people in Trinity were so enthusiastic and so positive that we decided we had to do something and do it right.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And it's a wonderful festival, and it's wonderful that you brought it here to the North State. Can you tell us a little bit about your background as a musician and also maybe about some of the other musicians who will be featured in the festival?
Sure. Well, I grew up in eastern Texas. I grew up outside of a small town called Bryan, Texas. And I started playing the piano when I was very small, at 5 or 6 years old. But it wasn't until I went to college. I went to college in Oregon at Willamette University. It wasn't until I got there that I was really encouraged to pursue a career as a musician. And the truth is, I hadn't really thought much at all about the reality of being a musician as a career. But as soon as I realized that it was something that was possible, I decided to try for it, because music has always been sort of the most fulfilling mm-hmm. part of my life and my hobbies, I guess you say. So the idea of making it a career goal was a very attractive one, and I'm happy to say it's one that still seems to be working for me.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
After I graduated from Willamette with a music degree, I was accepted into the graduate program at the San Francisco Conservatory, and I've been happily living there since finishing that program 3 years ago. San Francisco is a good, mm-hmm. I think, yes, a good place to live and to work as a musician. It's a great cultural center, and it's a beautiful city as well. So now my life mostly consists of freelancing. I do a lot of traveling and touring during the regular concert season, which is, you know, the fall, mm-hmm. winter, spring mm-hmm. months. And I have a very nice accompanying job at the conservatory playing chamber music and duos with the students who are there. And then I do a lot of freelancing in the Bay Area, and I've done a lot of traveling. And this summer has already been very eventful travel-wise. I was in Switzerland for 2 weeks on a tour with a trio.
Oh,
and then I was in Florida for a week at the beginning of June, and then I was in Chicago and Oregon before coming down to California today.
Yeah, wow. You're a busy guy. You have some of your associates from the Bay Area here as a part of the festival as well?
Yeah, we have, I think we have exactly a dozen musicians coming up from San Francisco, Actually, one of them is coming down from Oregon. That's Professor Daniel Roslin. He was actually one of my music professors when I was an undergraduate at Willamette. Dan is the violin teacher there, and he's been supportive since I was, you know, for years and years, since I was just 18 or so. And now I'm happy to be playing music with him as a colleague, and I'm happy that he's been supportive of this whole festival. Aside from Dan, there are a handful of my colleagues from the San Francisco Conservatory. Most of them I went to graduate school with, you know, when I was a student there, and many of them still live in the Bay Area. Some of them are coming from farther away. One of my friends now teaches at the University of Florida in Gainesville, so he's making quite a long trip.
Wow.
Another of my friends works as a freelancer in Toronto, so he's also making quite a journey to be out here in Northern California this summer.
Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. So, if you can, tell us about some of the upcoming concerts and maybe some of the music that you're going to be performing.
Certainly. Well, the weekend of June 27th to the 30th, we have four different programs, and you know, because we have so many musicians, we can really afford to present all of this diversity. The first concert is Thursday the 27th, and that is in Higham Palm, which is where we have our little retreat each summer. And we're going to play at the little community hall, which just got a new piano. So we're going to show that off by playing a quintet by Dmitri Shostakovich, a very, very exciting piece of music for string quartet with piano. We're also going to play Johannes Brahms's clarinet trio, which is one of the last pieces that he wrote at the end of his life. It's a very sort of dark and brooding piece of music. We're also going to be joined by a very wonderful singer from the San Francisco area, Indre Viscontes. She's going to be singing several pieces for voice and strings, which is actually not a combination that you hear a lot. A lot of times when you hear a singer in recital, it's almost always just with a piano accompaniment. So we're presenting some very interesting repertoire with the strings and the voice together. On Friday night, June 28th, we're going to have a concert at the Trinity Alps Performing Arts Center in Weaverville. That'll be the first of three family concerts we're doing this summer. The idea to do a sort of a kid-friendly program that was fun for all ages, you know, this idea has been with us for a while, and now we're really trying to do it the right way. The program is going to feature two different, you know, musical stories. The first one is called Ferdinand the Bull from a very popular children's story.
Yes.
And the second one is a piece by Camille Saint-Saëns called The Carnival of the Animals, which is a suite of about a dozen different pieces of music about different areas of the zoo. And so we'll be doing that with a narrator and a storyteller and
so you'll
all
be
the
doing
different
the,
instruments.
The chamber version of the Carnival of
the Animals? Yeah, this is the original chamber music version for Carnival of the Animals, which I think has 10 or 11 instruments to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday night, June 29th, we're also playing at the theater in Weaverville. That will also feature the Shostakovich Piano Quintet as well as string quintets by Felix Mendelssohn and Antonin Dvorak. Both of the string quintets are interesting because what they do is they take a normal string quartet and then they add another instrument to it.
Right, yes.
In Mendelssohn's case, he adds a second viola player, so you have two violins, two violas, and cello. And then in the case of the Dvorak Quintet, he adds a double bass to the string quartet, so giving it a little extra grounding underneath.
Mm-hmm.
The final concert of June will be on Sunday the 30th at 4 o'clock p.m., and that will be at the beautiful Strawhaus Resorts, which is about 20 miles downriver from Weaverville in Big Bar. They have a wonderful wraparound deck looking over the Trinity River in their little sort of canyon there. It's one of the most beautiful places that I've ever seen, and it's really an inspiring place to play music. So we're going to be set up on the deck there playing these quintets by Dvorak and Mendelssohn, and we're going to do a string quartet by the Spanish composer Turina. That's a quartet called The Prayer of the Bullfighter. It's a very, very passionate and dramatic piece.
And what a wonderful setting for a concert.
It really is. That I mean, they do a really wonderful job in the kitchen there as well. They have a new wood-fired pizza oven. So what they do is they'll be serving all of this, you know, fresh baked and cooked food, and they usually do wine tastings right there on the river. So it's really, it's an all-around fun event.
That sounds like a concert definitely not to miss.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the final thing I'd like to say is just that all of our concerts are free and open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that we've been committed to for a couple of years now. We really feel like this is an area that doesn't get enough of this music, and so we just really want to share it with everyone who is interested.
That's wonderful. And so all the musicians are donating their time for this?
Well, that's they are certainly working below market rate, I would say that. Our festival budget is almost entirely run by individual donations. So at all of our performances, we just ask very kindly that people consider what they might be willing to donate to keep this thing running.
Oh, yes.
We also have some very nice sponsorship from a few local businesses like the Straw House Resorts. Mm-hmm. And also we have a small grant from the Trinity Trust, which is an affiliate of the Humboldt Area Foundation, and they gave us a small grant to help us develop this whole family concert series and all of our sort of outreach programs for youth and children in the Trinity County area.
Sure. Wow. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, this certainly sounds like a great festival, and we thank you so much for bringing such wonderful music to the North State. Is there anything else you would like to tell our listeners about the festival and the upcoming events scheduled?
Well, I would just say if you want to know more about some of the music or the musicians who are coming up, you're welcome to visit our website. That's at www.trinityalpscmf.org. That's Trinity Alps CMF, like Chamber Music Festival. And you can browse the list of musicians and see some of our old videos from past concerts and see what the lineup looks like. One of the things that is the most gratifying about doing this festival, you know, obviously I get a lot of pleasure from just being up here and experiencing this area in the summertime. But one of the most gratifying things is the reaction I get from the musicians that I invite up here. You know, most of them have, you know, probably never heard of Trinity County and certainly never been up to Redding or Eureka. And so when they come up here, they're so surprised at how beautiful it is and how open and receptive all the audiences are and how kind everyone we meet is. And I think that's one of the most gratifying things is, you know, it's not just another gig for these musicians.
Right, yeah.
They come up here and it's something really special for them as well.
So it's a special time for them, and that's really wonderful. It sounds like it's a perfect mix for all the musicians, all of you musicians, and also for us who live here, because we have an opportunity to hear some really wonderful music. And I'd like to thank you so much for joining me this evening on Intermountain Classics and talking with us about this really wonderful music festival. And thank you for this wonderful gift of music you're bringing to all of us here in the North State. And now remember, check the website, which is, once again, TrinityAlpsCMF.org. That's Trinity Alps CMF, which stands for ChamberMusicFestival.org. And on that website, you can get lots of information on the festival and also the list of concert dates and locations. And thank you so much again, Ian, for being with me this evening.
It is really my pleasure.
All right. Thank you. This is KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, your community radio station for Redding and Shasta County. And you're listening to Intermountain Classics this evening. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. We have just heard an interview with Ian Scarfe, the musical director of the Trinity Alps Chamber Music Festival, which will be presenting concerts in and around Trinity County this month and also during the first 2 weeks of August. Please go to their website, trinityalpscmf.org, for for more information on concert dates and times and venue locations. And the musicians of the Trinity Alps Chamber Music Festival have graciously allowed me to play highlights of some of their previous performances. So we'll start now with a performance of Beethoven's Piano Sonata number 30 in A flat major, and this is performed by Ian Scarfe on piano.
Thank you.
Ludwig van Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 30 in E major, Opus 109, composed in 1820, is the antepenultimate of his piano sonatas. It is dedicated to Maximilian Brentano, the daughter of Beethoven's longstanding friend, Antoni Brentano. Musically, the work is characterized by a free and original approach to the traditional sonata form. Ian Scarfe was the piano soloist in this performance, recorded at the San Francisco Conservatory of Music in December of 2008. The Piano Quintet in G minor, Opus 57 by Dmitri Shostakovich, is one of his best-known chamber works. Like most piano quintets, it's written for piano and string quartet, comprised of two violins, viola, and cello. Here are musicians Hannah Hurwitz and Liana Berube, violin, Evan Buttermer, viola, Gretchen Klassen, cello, and Ian Scarfe, piano, performing the scherzo movement from this piano quintet. The Piano Quintet in G minor, Opus 57 by Dmitri Shostakovich, is one of his most popular and successful chamber works. It was awarded the Stalin Prize in 1941. We have just heard some of the musicians who will be performing in Trinity County this summer as part of the Trinity Alps Chamber Music Festival. The Piano Quartet in C Minor, Opus 60, completed by Johannes Brahms in 1875, sometimes called the Werther Quartet, is scored for piano, violin, viola, and cello. While highly successful, Brahms himself was deeply dissatisfied with this quartet. Brahms included the following enigmatic comment in a letter that he sent to publisher Theodor Billroth. "The quartet has communicated itself to me only in the strangest ways. For instance, the illustration to the last chapter of The Man in the Blue Frock and Yellow Waistcoat." This refers somewhat obliquely to Goethe's Werther, who Brahms admired. Here now are musicians Noah Strick violin, Alexa Beatty viola, Charles Akert cello, and Ian Scarfe piano in the andante and finale movements of this piano quartet. This is Brahms' Piano Quartet No. 3 in C minor.
Thank you.
Brahms was deeply dissatisfied with his piano quartet in C minor, Opus 60. The work reflected the turbulent and vacillating self-doubts that Brahms felt so deeply. We have heard some of the musicians performing this summer in the Trinity Alps Chamber Music Festival in the Andante and Finale movements of this piano quartet. The Piano Trio No. 2 in E minor, Opus 67, by Dmitri Shostakovich, was written in 1944 in the midst of World War II. This piano trio will be performed as a part of the Trinity Alps Chamber Music Festival this summer. Check the festival website, trinityalpscmf.org, for concert dates and locations. This now is Shostakovich, Piano Trio No. 2, Opus 67, and this is the fourth movement, the Scherzo movement. Thank you. We have just heard a performance of Shostakovich's Piano Trio in No. 2 in E minor, Opus 67. This trio was composed in 1944 and was dedicated to Shostakovich's good friend, Ivan Solartinsky, a Russian polymath and avid musician who had recently died at the age of 41. You can hear a live performance of this beautiful work by attending one of the performances of the Trinity Alps Chamber Music Festival in Trinity County this summer. Check the festival website, trinityalpscmf.org, for concert dates and locations. This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, your community radio station serving the Redding and Shasta County area. Stay tuned for more great classical music in the second hour. We will be featuring music celebrating the beginning of summer.